Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to our Women's Basketball Preview Podcast. It's for the 2016-17 season, and it is courtesy of our friends at Heartland Flags and Custom Flags, heartlandflags.com. I want to encourage you to support a Cyclone Fanatic advertiser, partner, friend this Christmas season. Think about it. Hey, they've got all kinds of stuff. It's not just sports stuff. They've got the flag poles, which are really cool because you can take them tailgating and all that. They got your garden flags. Do you have a veteran in your family? Get the military flags. All kinds of good stuff. So check it out, heartlandflags.com. Check them out today. Brent Bloom joins me here as we preview the Iowa State women's basketball season.
I have a theory here that I've always wondered about.
Okay.
Basketball is a big deal at Iowa State. Tailgating is a big deal at Iowa State. Why isn't there more tailgating for basketball games? I know it's cold, but like, I would think that would be a deal. Like
tomorrow would be perfect.
Yeah.
So we're recording this on Thursday night before the season openers. We're gonna keep it generic so this lasts into next week. But like, yeah.
But why not?
Why not? I don't know.
If it's a night, even on a Saturday, I mean, for men's or women's the weather's pretty comparable a lot of times to a late November game. People tailgate for that for football. Why not tailgate for a big basketball game? I think it should happen. I don't know how we start that. I don't know if people do it. Maybe I haven't seen it, but
no, I don't think they've done it.
I think people should consider it.
Well, the kids do the camping out and stuff.
Yeah, that's the kids. But like
you're talking to actual
who
adults.
Who doesn't love a tailgate? Like tailgating is always fun. It doesn't matter what the event is.
I think you're onto something, Bloom. I think you just nailed it.
I just think basketball is a big deal. Let's give it a shot, y'all.
And if you do that, you can call up Heartland Flags.
Get your flag.
Yeah. Boom.
Fly it high.
I'm looking forward to I love Iowa State women's basketball. It's probably my favorite thing about Iowa State, to be honest with you guys, and I'm not just saying that. Now that I have a daughter, it's a million times better. Cammie loves going to watch the Twister Sisters. It's got a little it's a little less loud. It's easier for a toddler to
handle.
Yeah. But whatever.
Still great crowds, but a little more room.
Yeah,
room,
I mean, room, you know, they're sitting down a little bit more. Right. They get a little bit rowdy, don't you?
Oh,
think
man.
That they don't get rowdy. They do.
Especially the guy right behind the radio area.
Well, what is that guy?
I don't know. They all love the officials. And yeah. I love them.
I love this team. I think that they went through a hell of a time last year. They had injuries.
Absolutely.
They had transfers. I think Bill's got a team this year that's going to compete to get back to the NCAA tournament.
No doubt. And they had made, what, 9 in a row before last year?
Yep.
Last year's the anomaly. I love the core here. Hardworking team. But they're deeper this year with the amount of players they can play. But it all starts with Shauna Johnson, who quietly, she's not a vocal person. I mean, Shauna, if she was sitting here, wouldn't say a lot, but she's been a leader by example, and she's going to go down as one of the all-time greats in Iowa State women's basketball just because of her production level. First team All Big 12 preseason, and just does everything well. I mean, Bill's compared to George Niang of their program, and I think it's a perfect comparison, the way she can lead because she can do everything. She's incorporated a three-point shot into her game, and if she has some help, I think this team can get Iowa State back to the NCAA tournament where they belong.
I think you got to look at Jada Buckley, obviously, when you talk about that help. Jada, I think it's easy to forget that she's only a junior.
Right.
Because she had the red shirt year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to get Jada back for two more years. And, Bloom, what did you take of Bill Finley's comments media day, where it's kind of been the ongoing storyline throughout the non-conference season that he wants one of these girls to step up? Nia Washington is one who Washington.
Nia.
She's a true freshman out of Virginia who they just brought on to the program. He wants to play Jada off the ball a little bit more to give her more of an option to score. I like that. It's funny. I told Coach Finley this, that my dad was probably going to be very happy with that news because my dad, every time
he loves Jada Buckley,
he loves Jada, but every time he is watching a women's game, Dad will he's texting me, tell Jada to shoot more next time you see her. Because she does in the past. Like, you've seen her have open looks, but she's such a pass-first player. I think Bill has been screaming at her to shoot more as well back behind the scenes.
Well, if you think about, as a true freshman, Buckley in a conference game at Oklahoma when she played mainly the two guard, had almost 30, had 29 points at Oklahoma, and 6 of 7 from three. She is a knockdown shooter. There's probably, if you have give somebody an open look in college basketball, men or women, I think Jada Buckley is as good a shooter as anybody, just percentage-wise. But the problem is, because she's expending so much energy setting up the offense, it's hard to get your point guard good open looks. Same thing Iowa State men are thinking about doing with Monte a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's using Donovan Jackson as kind of the point guard when they're both in there and running Monte off some stuff to get him free. So the problem is, Washington's young. She's probably the option there to be the point guard, but she's young and she's slight. She's only 5'7". I think that's generous. Not very big, but she can run an offense. I think they're going to use her quite a bit. If they can get Emily Durr, who has been kind of a revelation so far in the preseason, has been very good. Junior, she's finally a junior, kind of stepping into her role.
You know what, though? That's not shocking to me. Emily came on a couple of games that I called at the end of last year, man. Like,
she's had her moments.
She had 3-4 threes in a couple of those games. Like, she you could tell she was growing with her confidence.
I guess had a huge summer, and they've been very impressed with her. And Carlton can play a little point guard, too. I mean, she is.
How good – you have a historical – knowledge of Iowa State women's basketball much more than I do. How good could she be? Rank her up there 3 years from now. What are we going to be talking about with Bridget Carlton?
She has the talent level to be as good as anybody that have been at her position. The easy comparison would be a Megan Taylor, who just had her, you know, has been recognized. I think her
she's in the Hall of Fame.
She's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, she got inducted along with the rest of the group with Coach Mack and that crew. But that type of impact, she can literally do anything on the floor. And she got dinged up in the tournament around Thanksgiving and really wasn't quite 100% the rest of the way and still was extremely productive.
Apparently, that was one of the more gruesome injuries we had seen in a long time.
Bloodied and broke her jaw. It was nasty.
Yeah.
But she's a legit 6'1", can rebound, shoot. She has potential to be a 15 to 20-point scorer before all is said and done, and also a pretty good defensive player as well. Chris, she almost made the Olympic team for Canada. And that's impressive as a 19-year-old.
Correct.
To make the Olympic team. Special talent and can really take Iowa State to places that they haven't been in a couple years. They just need her to be consistent and be aggressive and turn into that type of player. But she has a special talent for sure.
Elsewhere on the roster, T.T. Starks, I love watching T.T. play. I think that was a huge blow when she went down with that injury last year. So she's now a redshirt freshman. She got the medical redshirt. Anxious to see her growth along with the fellow freshman last year who's now a sophomore, Meredith Burkhall. And she was another one of those girls last year, Brent, where it was like, man, like when the light came on, she was a totally different player. I remember calling her game at Drake last year, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be a while before that light clicks for her. And then she had a couple double-digit games there late in the non-conference. And really, I thought for a true freshman in the Big 12 playing the five, I thought she turned into a pretty nice player.
Yeah, had to be thrown in the fire.
Yeah.
Because of Fernstrom, who left.
Mm-hmm.
And acclimated herself pretty well. When you're going against 6'7 and 6'6 for Baylor and Texas, it's good luck. When you're used to playing, Johnson and Urbandale at Roosevelt. So I think she has a good potential. I don't know if Burkhall's ever going to be a dominant low post scorer, but she can definitely be a winning piece for any team. And the fact she's only a sophomore, this is the thing is, Johnson's a senior, clearly, but Buckley and is a junior. And then you have the two sophomores with Burkhall and Carlton, and Claire Ricketts provided a nice spark and be a good role player coming off there. They've got some pieces now going forward. And you know who I really like?
You haven't mentioned Bowie.
Yeah. Is
that where you're going?
Yep. Heather, it's actually pronounced Bovey.
Bovey?
Bovey.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know it's a W.
I keep thinking everybody was mispronouncing that. It's Bovey.
Bovey. The transfer from Vanderbilt, originally from Wisconsin. And she's got that athletic ability at the forward spot that can really help. I envision her playing a lot of minutes and maybe eventually becoming a starter down the road for Iowa State. Just a really fun personality, too. Iowa State fans are going to just love watching Bovey play. She's going to be a fan favorite.
She was once on the SEC all-freshman team.
Very talented. I mean, she was a 6 to 8 point scorer for them, was a Parade All-American out of high school, didn't quite have the career that she wanted, but was from Wisconsin, knew Matt Thomas, And Matt Thomas kind of –
did Matt Thomas recruit Bovey?
He kind of orchestrated getting
– good job
getting,
for Matt.
Yeah, getting Bovey to come to Iowa State. And she's a piece that they didn't have last year, a good clubhouse personality, a leader. And that's why this Iowa State team, I think they've got all the pieces to be pretty good and to be an upper-tier team in the Big 12. And as you know, the Big 12 is an absolute monster of a conference in women's basketball. You finish in the top 7 out of 10, you're making the tournament. That's how good the Big 12 is.
Let's look at the non-conference schedule. It lightens up for them this year. They don't get Duke, and they had Duke last year in that Thanksgiving tournament. That's where,
Carlton got hurt.
What's important for the women is when you get Northern Iowa and Drake at home. It's a brutal – it sucks how it sets up. But, like, last year, I mean, I called both of those games. They're both on the road. Two tough places to win. They did win at Northern Iowa last year in a bloodbath.
Yeah, tough game.
Oh, it was brutal.
Drake's always good.
And they, you know, with their coach now, I mean, she's really good coach, and she focuses on beating Iowa State. It's the biggest game of the year for Drake. The one game that sticks out to you is Mississippi State, Brent. Do you know anything about them?
Not much. Of the SEC schools, I'm trying to think, they're not one of the better ones. I think they're middle of the pack. Okay. I mean, the SEC, it's Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida's been okay lately. I don't envision Mississippi State being to that level, but always good to see a Power 5 team in Hilton.
Yeah, that game is on December 3rd. A Saturday, national television, Fox Sports Net for that game. So that'll be cool.
And then, of course, the trip to Iowa City on December 7th.
What's your call? Did they go to the tournament this year?
Iowa State?
Yeah.
I think so. I like this group. I mean, the Big 12 is good now. Now, the Big 12 has 5 teams ranked in the top 25, or actually 4 teams ranked, and Iowa State's receiving votes. So Iowa State, I think, picked to finish 5th. I want to say that group, Baylor's number 2 in the nation, right? Yep. Texas is 8, Oklahoma 16, West Virginia is a very good team as well. But this conference is good enough that you finish, like I said, in the top 7, you're probably going to make the NCAA tournament, and I think Iowa State can do that and get back to the dance, which is where they should be. But you can tell the energy level is a little bit different with this club. They like this group, good senior leadership with Shauna and Bovey and the rest, and I think you're going to see exciting times for them as well at Hilton Coliseum.
What games are we calling?
Oh, man.
Aren't we in February?
Yeah.
Don't we get the whole month of February, basically?
It's pretty much February.
We get West Virginia, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and West Virginia.
Yep. I think that's it.
Two looks at the Mountaineers.
So we get to go to Morgantown.
Hey, I did that trip last year. It's not bad.
I think Iowa State goes there for football next year.
Yeah.
It's if you can, and it's different. It's not like any other place in the Big 12, clearly.
No,
it's worth a road trip.
It's not like anywhere it reminded me of my trip to Oxford, except a lot less money. Like Oxford's very ritzy.
Yeah.
It's very blue collar, the miners and
Because Ole Miss, see, people forget Ole Miss. They think Ole Miss is it, but they're right near Memphis, and there's some money in Memphis.
Correct.
A lot of those people go to Ole Miss. But yeah. West Virginia, you're in the mountain.
I actually remember that flight in. I thought we were going to die. Like, I looked out my window, and you're in this little charter flight, right?
Yeah.
And there's a freaking mountain
there. There's a mountain right there. Yeah, it's literally in the mountains.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's a good spot. So if you ever want a road trip that's out of the, you know, a difference in the plains of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, try West Virginia out.
All right. Well, Bloom, and I know you love that program as much as I do.
Absolutely.
So let's Let's hope that they can get back to the tournament.
And if you can, they're going to be a fun group to watch this year. So flip them on Cyclones TV. You're going to be on there a lot. And then also, if you can get up to Hilton Coliseum to watch that group in action, just to see Shauna, Jada, Bridget, that group play together, they're a joy to watch play.
All right. For Brent Bloom, I'm Chris Williams. Thanks to our sponsors, Heartland Flags. Custom flags, check them out. Remember them with your Christmas shopping, heartlandflags.com. Enjoy the season, everybody.